Is everybody ready?
Uh-oh. All right. Good evening. Welcome to the Rossford Exempted Village School District's regular board meeting of Monday, June 12th, 2023. Would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Here.
Jackie Huffman.
Here.
Emily Colacco.
Here.
Kent Murphy.
Here.
Dawn Burks.
Here. Exhibit number 3A, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education hereby adopt the accompanying agenda as presented and adjusted and also approve the consent agenda with any exceptions noted for its regular meeting of June 12th, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Emily Colacco.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Exhibit number 5, at this time, recognition of visitors. Thank you for coming out. And those of you who are watching virtually, thank you. I don't think we have any visitors as far as acknowledgement. Exhibit number 6, principals, directors, and supervisors monthly reports. Ms. Denzik, we'll begin with you.
Absolutely. I'm just opening it up right now. Sorry, I was in
the meeting. Okay.
Thank you all very much for your very detailed reports. I just want to go over a few highlights that are contained in them. The enrollment for the sixth grade ended up at 129 students, seventh grade 130, eighth grade 139, ninth grade 138. 10th grade, we had 123 with 25 at Penta. 11th grade, we had 97 with 58 at Penta. And 12th grade, we had 91 with 71 at Penta. Total at the downtown campus was 847 students. Total at Penta was 154. The class of 2023 had 152 graduates. I'd like to say congratulations to all 152 of you for your accomplishments. We had 9 students that graduated with summa cum laude honors, which is a cumulative GPA of 3.85 or higher. 9 students were members of the National Honor Society. 8 graduates earned an honors diploma. 1 graduate enlisted in the United States Marine Corps, so thank you very much for your service. We appreciate you. We have the junior senior high fourth quarter statistics. We had 46 high school students that had a GPA of 4.0 or higher. We had 82 high school students that had a GPA of 3.5 to 3.99. We had 86 students in the high school that had a GPA of 3.0 to 3.49. We had 45 junior high students that were on the honor roll with a 3.5 GPA or higher. 32 junior high students that were on the recognition roll of 3.0 to 3.49. And 143 students were selected for the Prometheon Awards. So congratulations to all of those students. I've got discipline numbers for last month. We had 37 detentions in the junior senior high. Saturday school, we had 26. In school suspensions, we had 49. Out of school suspensions, we had 26, and expulsions, we had 1. And thank you very much for your very detailed reports.
All right. Thank you. Ms. Colacco.
I just wanted to highlight, thank you for the reports. And when you read all of them, it just shows all the moving parts in our district and all the things that we have to maintain and all the things we have to plan for and then anticipate growth. So all the reports together, there's a lot going on with all of our employees.
Thank you. Mr. Murphy.
Nothing, just thanks for the reports. Appreciate it.
All right, Ms. Huffman.
Ditto. I mean, lots of work goes into it all summer long even. So thank you very much for all the work.
All right. And yes, I will ditto that. Thank you, Megan, for sharing with us the new staff welcome that's going to be on August 3rd. I don't know if we've ever been participants of that, but I just like to see that you're already planning and everything. So thank you. All right. So exhibit number 7A1. The motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approve the retirement resignations of John Kareckes effective June 1st, 2023, and Michelle Snyder effective July 1st, 2023, as presented under Exhibit 7A1.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
I do have a couple comments. I just want to say thank you so very much. John, you were such a highlight. I would get there early in the morning to drop Isabella off for school, and we'd always have a smile and a wave. So you will be missed, all 4 years of you taking the kids to the private schools. I enjoyed your smile. I enjoyed your hello. And I just want to say good luck with retirement, and thank you so very much for all of your service to the district.
All right. Thank you. All right. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7A2. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approved the resignations of Carla Tipton, effective May 30th, 2023, and Chantilly Frazier, effective August 1st, 2023, as presented under Exhibit 7A2.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7A3, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approved classified one-year limited contracts for Joe Tallman and Jody Nicor for bus driver positions effective the 2023-2024 school year as presented under Exhibit 7A3.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7B1, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approves supplemental contracts effective the 2023-2024 school year as presented under Exhibit 7B1.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
How cool is that to have a sport advisor or coach or whatever?
Awesome.
That's exciting.
I'd like to echo that.
I have no idea what that is.
That was someone's dream job. Like,
I know.
Years ago.
It's becoming a really, really big deal.
It is.
Doing scholarships for it at a bunch of schools. So it opens up a whole new world for a lot of kids. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah. And then with our facilities opening up soon, it's going to provide a lot of opportunity for them to be able to do things and work on what they're doing. So thank you. All right. Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7B2. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approved the volunteer effective the 2023-2024 school year as presented under Exhibit 7B2.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Thank you for volunteering. We do appreciate that so much.
All right. Thank you. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7C, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education proudly certify the list of 2023 graduates of Rossford High School as having successfully completed the requirements for graduation of the Rossford Exemptive Village Schools and the State of Ohio, and do authorize Mr. Tony Brashear, Rossford Junior Senior High School principal, to make final approval of those successfully completing the requirements for graduation as presented under Exhibit 7C.
So moved.
Second.
And we will go with Jackie. Okay, was that like a, I mean, I heard Jack, I didn't hear. Okay, and then I saw, I'm like, oh, all right, roll call. Or any questions or comments?
Congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations.
All right,
everyone.
Here we go.
Special yes. class to me.
So. Yes, yes. And it was a great graduation too. So.
It was.
All right, roll call.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7D, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approved the agreement with the Northern Buckeye Educational Council, NWOCA, for Rent-A-Tech services effective the 2023-2024 school year as presented under Exhibit 7D.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7E, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approved the agreement with the Northern Buckeye Educational Council, NWOCA, for technical services effective the 2023-2024 school year as presented under Exhibit 7E.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Emily Klacko.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7F, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education approve the agreement with Rock Mill Financial Consulting, LLC for general consulting services as presented under Exhibit 7F.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
I do have a couple comments about this. First of all, I just wanted to say thank you, Jamie. I did talk to him about this extensively, and I want to make a couple statements just so that everyone understands why we did this. One of the things that David does provide for us is consulting services. As it, for instance, the new multipurpose facility that we're building out at the Glenwood site where the elementary is, David insisted upon us going a month ahead of time out to bid on this, which saved us a few million dollars in interest. So this may look like a large number on paper. When you take a look at it from just a yearly standpoint, we're paying $14 an hour, literally, for this excellent service that we're getting for one whole year's worth of work that David does. David has done, whether I agree with the process all the time or I agree with the amount of debt all the time, it doesn't matter. He still goes above and beyond the call of duty to try to get us the best deal possible out there. And we are forever better for it. He is it's invaluable service that he's given us. So I want to thank you so very much. And that is why we are doing this.
I would just say that he has been instrumental in the facelift that we've received in this district on so many fronts. It'd take forever to lay it all out, but we're real lucky to have somebody like him guiding us. And I don't know that a lot of the things that are happening in this district would be happening if it weren't for him and his guidance.
I have to say, I've always said this about businesses. When you see the very successful businesses, that you surround yourself with people who are good, and you are going to be outstanding. And I mean, we are outstanding in our field. So, great.
Yes, we are all the time.
Surround ourselves with these wonderful, wonderful people. Martin.
All right. And Megan or Dan, I don't know if you wanted to add anything, because I know Tiffany shared with what. Conley does. Do you want to share anything else with that, or because you were shaking your head the whole time? Yes. So I didn't know.
No, I've worked with David mm-hmm. personally, and I know he gives us options and says, "Hey, this is what I think you should do." And I know we've always gotten out ahead of it, like you had mentioned. So I'm very happy to work with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think he understands our area and our organizational culture in the district and in the surrounding areas. He, he pays attention to who mm-hmm. we are.
Absolutely.
He comes and he puts the cookies on the bottom shelf for us when we need it to come and talk to us whenever we need it. And he does a phenomenal job.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds right.
I'll tell you.
cookies are good.
White too.
We don't cut levies every day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Klacko.
Yes.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Dawn Burke.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7G, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education accept the donation of 2 framed photographs in recognition of the Rosser School Centennial Celebration as presented under Exhibit 7G.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Thank you, Dave and Judy. Punky, that was very nice of you.
Yes. Thank you very much. Yeah.
All right. Roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman. Emily Klacko.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7H, the motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education adopt the administrative and exempt staff salary progression increments grids resolution for 2023-2024, 2024-2025, and 2025-2026 as presented under Exhibit 7H.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? I think.
You have a comment?
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
You go. No, I didn't want to cut you.
I'll wait. Okay. I usually go last anyway.
I want to say thank you very much for all of your hard work that you put into this, Megan. It was a lot of work. I understand that. to people just sitting out here might go, wow, we're just giving all kinds of raises left and right. That's not what's happened with the salary progression grid. We actually had to take a look at where we fell compared to other districts. We found that there were some positions that we were underpaying on by a significant amount. There was a lot that went into this. This is just not an across the board administrative pay increase. So please do not think that we really put a lot of hard work and effort into what is involved in the position. What is this position paying in other districts? What are we paying? What are we paying compared to the education, longevity, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there was a long-term study that went along with this. This is just not a blanket across the board for anybody that may think that. I just want to get in front of that and say that it was. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, the one thing I would say is that this was born out of a wage study. So we were compared to the market of who we compete with for our people. And this is not just a run of the mill. We're going to give people increases because they haven't had one. I want everybody to understand that.
Yeah. And I didn't know, Dan, if you wanted to add anything to it, or, I mean, I know you and Megan worked very hard on this and worked with the Romberg study to come up with what Kent and Tiffany are talking about.
So. Yeah, I would just reiterate what both of them just indicated, that this wasn't an emotional, these decisions are not born out of emotions. They're born out of data, hard data that were part of a study. I'm sure the board remembers that we initially engaged with Romberg Stover in 2017, put together a study with a number of area districts that we were competing with, kind of as Kent alluded to. Knowing that we were going to revisit in 3 to 5 years. So grid, that progression that was put together at that time has served the district very, very well. And a lot of the staffing decisions with exempt and administrative employees that we had to consider as part of our recruiting and retaining process. So fast forward, you know, here we are 5 years later, we did the same thing. It worked so well. And we worked, as you guys have mentioned, extensively, and Jamie was also a part of those meetings, digging through the data. So we not only used that original group of districts that we were comparing ourselves to locally, we also went out and got an extra set of data that were like districts across the state of Ohio. So we had two really strong data sets that also went out and looked at the market data for those positions. So feel very comfortable with how we stand within those. The board knows that's been explained, I think, really thoroughly. I'd like to congratulate Megan Spangler, our HR director, for doing a wonderful job with all of that. And that brings us to today. So I think it lays the groundwork for the next 3 years in the same fashion the original study did. So I'm really excited and pleased with the outcome.
And I know I had reached out to Dan just asking a question about, you know, how that information will be then shared with the administration. And I know they're going to be meeting individually with each administrator. So I just wanted to make sure that, because we didn't want to, I guess they didn't want to do anything too soon until obviously we've approved it, which we haven't done as of yet. But, you know, with that being said, I think that's important, because I think when you look at it, sometimes it's confusing and you're like, wait a minute, where am I at on this? And am I getting an increase, or what does that look like? And I think once you all meet with them individually, then it'll be understood as where each person is at, because everybody's going to be a little different.
Right. And it was, again, born out of data from a third party.
Yes.
That essentially made us recommendations for where we, you know,
which we've used
we
before.
Be.
This isn't the first time. This is the.
This might have been a little overdue. This might have been a little overdue.
It actually was. Ken, it's a good point that you mentioned that. I know in working with Mr. Romberg, he had said, well, you know, a lot of districts do these updates annually.
Annually? That's a little aggressive.
You know,
but
we had said, hey, we indicated we were in a different place then. It would be 3 to 5 years before we revisit that. But we stayed true to our word with the board and what we set out to do, and we followed through on that. And kind of also, you know, not just locally, Romberg Stover works nationally. in these types of salary studies and other things to do in the employment world. So we're really comfortable with what they came back with.
I'd like to make sure that we're doing these at least every 24 months, just so we don't fall behind, so we don't get hit with, and I know it can be an expensive process, but that way we don't run the risk of falling too far behind. Three might be a little too long.
Yeah. So noted. Yep. Agreed.
I think one thing that I think I feel out of this, doing these studies in 2017, is that you kind of fine tune some of the positions too.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can separate some of the positions into two and make it more sense, or take some duties away. I know we have on some of the administrators, so that's been pretty neat. I mean, now we have an HR director, mm-hmm. which is very important, and frees, superintendent up to do the things you're supposed to do. So I think that's been a great help too, kind of getting all the people where they belong.
Right.
And be more efficient.
All right. Well, thank you. All right. Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Dunzik.
Yes.
Hemp Murphy.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7I, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approved the 3-year administrator contract effective August 1st, 2023 through July 31st, 2026 for the administrative employees as presented under Exhibit 7I.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Tiffany Dunzik.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7J, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approved the 3-year exempt administrative employees negotiated agreement effective July 1st, 2023 through June 30th, 2026 for the exempt administrative employees as presented under Exhibit 7J.
So moved. Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Tiffany Dunzik.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 7K, the motion reads that the Rossford Board of Education approved the agreement with the Ohio School Plan for cyber, property, violence, auto, liability, and pollution coverage effective July 1st, 2023 through July 1st, 2024 as presented under Exhibit 7K.
So moved.
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Tiffany Dunzik.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Motion carries. Exhibit number 8A, and that is the 6 through 12 ELA curriculum. That is new business. At this time, it would be to review. Exhibit number 9 would be audience participation for input concerning any new business, which would be the 6 through 12 ELA curriculum. All right, moving on. Exhibit number 10. At this time, we open it up for recognition of audience participation. If you state your name and your address, if you'd like to get up and speak to the board. Yep. Okay, thanks.
Most of you know me, James Youngs, 28553 Tracy Road, Warbridge. It is in Rossford District. Within this last year, my son was at Penna his senior year. He was in job placement. He did not receive any information from the school. When he tried to get his password changed for his school email, nobody contacted him about it. Now go back 2 years when he decided that he wanted to go to Penn Sophomore Exploratory and he wanted to do sports. He was always late because of the Penn bus, because we couldn't get him there, and he always got discipline for it with athletes, not with wrestling, but with football. He was going to play football his senior year. He was on job placement. He did not get out of his job placement until 5 o'clock at night. He went and talked to Coach Druzbeck about it, and Coach Druzbeck told him, your job isn't an excuse, but that job was his curriculum for Penta. I have a daughter that is going into sophomore exploratory this year. She's doing cheerleading and volleyball, and I do not want this happening to her. I have heard this has happened to numerous other students that have graduated and students that were at Penna in the 2023 class. Is there anything administration can do? I don't know, but there's no communication. My son emailed Tony a couple times to try to get, I think it was homecoming tickets. He never got a response back. He didn't get off job placement until 5 o'clock. There's no way he could buy the tickets. So he showed up. He couldn't even get a visitor's, I guess they have a paper that they have to have for visitors. He couldn't even get that sent to him so he could get it filled out prior. And he was denied going into homecoming because he couldn't get that or he couldn't buy his tickets beforehand. Yes, he was a little vocal about it, but I can understand why. Don, I emailed you a few times about this before. I did email you about it. Yep. Now it needs to be addressed. This has been going on for years with Penna. It's like when students go to Penna, they're isolated from the Rossford schools. I don't know what you guys can do, but something needs to be done. That's all I have to say.
Well, thank you for your information. And no one else is here, so I don't know if, I know there's a process with things, and I don't know if you wanted to share that since, I mean, he's brought that to the attention of the board, maybe kind of explain the process to how things are done. I know when you did bring that to my attention, I shared it with Dan, and I know there is a process because I worked in another district where it was a similar process when we had students that would go to Penna. So kind of if you don't mind sharing that with the board and...
Yep. So the challenging part that I think Mr. Young references that we need to improve is the communication. We're looking into a way to better link the communications that maybe whether they be announcements or communications that may come out from the counseling department, as an example, to the students at Penna. So that's something that we need to look at in terms of how do we better link so that our students who attend Penna get all of that information regarding, and we can do that and see what steps we can do to strengthen that. And I've talked to at least one other board member about that. Regarding homecoming and that sort of thing, that obviously would also fold into homecoming or into communication and those announcements. I do know that in that particular instance, we had spoken following that issue. There had been a number, this is the information I received after looking into it. There were a number of informational communications that were shared with Penna. Obviously, with 16 districts attending that, their announcements aren't like you would typically. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at different ways to get that information. However, what there also is when you bring a visitor from another school district, you must have paperwork filled out from a safety perspective. And so we know who is in our district, and we have all sorts of students who do that, who have a date from another district, who follow that procedure, fill out the paperwork that's required to be in advance, purchase the tickets, etc. Without those credentials, unfortunately, those visitors are turned away. There were several students with visitors from other districts who had followed those procedures and were permitted entrance into the dance. There were a handful of them who also did not complete the proper procedure and were denied entrance. We don't want to deny anyone, but we also have to make sure that those procedures are followed. So again, that's a communication thing, I think, that we can strengthen to make sure that all students just know, hey, here are the procedures for attending and enjoying their dances. And I think that can be improved. So we'll look at that from a technology standpoint. I'll talk to Ms. Smith. our technology director, as well as connect that with the high school administrative team so that we strengthen that again so more kids can enjoy that activity. That's what I know.
At this point, this is we're having an open discussion on what was said. Normally, we don't always do that, but we're a much smaller meeting tonight. We don't do back and forth. So if there's some, yep. So let's have Tiffany speak. And then if you want to come back up and And then if you want to come up and have some more information to the board, yep.
Do we have a liaison that I don't know if it's a guidance counselor that actually communicates, and that's my ignorance for not understanding that, a liaison that communicates with the students that are out of district because they're at Penta by chance? Okay.
Yes. Oh, well.
That's typically in our district, is at least in events like a homecoming or prom or whatever. It's the guidance counselor.
Okay.
I know that they sold tickets this past year. I don't know if it's for every event, if that's a routine thing, but I do know the tickets are also sold during different times at the Penta location for our dances. Those are made available.
So I was wondering, like, just a liaison from a communication standpoint here, because here's why I'm asking that. I would think, and I don't know, if you get off work at 5 o'clock, I'm guessing this is probably an issue if practice starts at, let's just say 3:30 or 2:30, is that what time practice starts for football and for volleyball? I don't know that. I'm very sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
It just depends.
Yeah, it depends on.
So I didn't know, is there like a liaison that can kind of walk the child through with the coach, and it's not just the coach and the student, that there's
at least when I was in the position I was before. So there's postings in the counseling office for every single school.
Okay.
So if I have announcements, we would send them over every day, and they would get those. And then the counseling department at Penta posts all of that information. It is the responsibility of the students to then look at that. Now, at the beginning of each school year, we would go over to Penta and meet with the students that were from the school district I was in. And then we would kind of give that all that information. I'm assuming they do the same thing. I don't know, but that is something that then gives that the students an understanding of what their responsibility will be. Because again, there's a somewhat of a disconnect. And I know there was a suggestion about linking emails. We never did anything like that. I think that's a great idea if that's something that could possibly happen, because you know, there is a disconnect with communication with email. So if we were to send it out, we would rely on Penta to provide all of that information. So there is something like Rossford would probably be giving it, but then it's it's relying on Penta to then provide that as well. So if there's a way to link, you know, emails, that would be great, or have access to platforms like we had Schoology. I don't know if that's something that could exist because there's different platforms in different districts, but those would be some things that, you know, could help with communication. But it's got to be both. It's got to not only be the school, it has to be the student also working with that. You know, I'm just talking about communication piece, not the coaching piece. Right. The liaison, I don't know, because I don't think we do that for any student. So, you know, when you're saying like having somebody go and
guidance.
Advocate, you're talking about?
I'm talking about like I'm assuming it would be a guidance position. The guidance counselor would be like, okay, you are in welding and your welding job is going to be from
2:00. That's through Penta.
I know your welding job is between for 2:00 and then you're done at 5:00. I'm making up a time here. I did the same thing, but I got out of my job early and then came back for school or came back for my sports. And I was in every sport, but
yeah,
that was what they allowed me to do. So I can't guarantee that that's going to be what happens nowadays, but.
So I think that there's three things that I want to speak to first about this whole situation. Cause I know there are challenges, but I don't necessarily think that, I think there's opportunity in these challenges. So the first being, I've had parents contact me as well about, you know, the kids are missing things. I don't think they're missing the big things like the announcements. The announcements are sent to the PENA students who, and I want to clarify something. There are Rossford students who also attend PENTA. So there are Bulldogs and they need to have all of the information, available to them. So that's, I want to clarify that. I think that the, linking the emails is the first step. And I was actually, I had asked that question because I think that's the easiest thing. The second thing that's important that the parents that contacted me, I asked, have they been checking their Rossford email? Because all of the things that happen in-house here is sent out through their Google, through that Google Classroom email. Okay, so all of the extracurricular is really what is being missed. It's not really the pertinent things that are on the announcements. Also, the parents get the announcements emailed to them. So they're getting all the big chunks about the dances and about visitor forms. As a parent, I have seen that on our announcements. So I think that we need to empower our students to advocate for themselves by making sure they're always checking that Rossford email, but then also give them a pathway to be successful by linking it. And then additionally, I think where the opportunity is that we have a lot of Rossford students who are athletes, who are academics, who are thespians and musicians and do all these things that are very much natural born leaders who attend PENA. And I think that the camaraderie of identifying those students each year, giving them that opportunity to act as leaders, also then they're communicating with the kids on their level. It's not the parent, it's not the school, it's the kids saying, hey, don't forget it's powder puff and your stuff's due, make sure, give me your 10 bucks, I'll run it over to the school or whatever the case may be. So I think that there's all these different kinds of opportunities that we could, empower our kids, because PENA is in our backyard. They are preparing workers for tomorrow. And in a workplace, you have to be able to self-advocate. You have to be able to, have the information and then know what to do with the information. So I think there's just all those kind of possibilities. But there are things that the students who choose to go to PENA miss. But we also have to think on the flip side, I've never heard from a CCP parent complain that the college, the people that go to, CCP that are off campus are missing anything. So I think that says to me, they're getting all of their Rossford stuff because it's not a separate school. You see what I'm saying? Because they actually go to a different campus.
Yeah.
That's a different school altogether with its own, they're also in their passion and they're working. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So CCP, some of them are doing it online. So, or they're doing it here in house. So I think that if we look at all of those things, all of the emails, I think we just need to link those emails, I guess is my, if we can do that and then identify some students, I think that would address that issue. And specifically to the dance part. I mean, even when I was in school, we had to have forms if we, I don't know why somebody at Rossford couldn't have those forms available at PENA all the time. There's the same dances every year. There's homecoming, there's winter homecoming, and there's prom. That to me seems like an easy, some of our things like that should just be able to be housed at PENA so the student can come in and grab that while they're at the
So suggestion,
even just the ease of the student if they don't, like some of those things don't change. We don't change our dances. We haven't changed our dances and the procedure hasn't changed. I think that's just an easy fix of these forms can be housed there.
So suggestion would be also is if our counselors could go over again, we used to do that for the specific dances. So we would go over and provide that. So that way there's a captive audience. Because I'm going to say this as a person who worked with a lot of adolescents, they get wherever discombobulated, they don't pay attention. It happens. And so if we can do some extra things, I think that will help support those students over at PENA, I don't see, because I mean, it's very simple. I mean, because the nice thing is they have a wonderful cafe. And so if you're over there as a counselor, you can do some work and then you get your lunch. So you can, you know, it's a twofold thing. And then the thing that you said with regards to ambassador, they do have ambassadors. So the PANA students, there are now not all students from every single school are ambassadors, but usually they identify students that are the ambassadors for the building of PENTA. Now that's to help ambassador for new students. However, they also are students that will support the students that are at PENTA. So they do have ambassadors at PANA now. I mean, you know, so I don't know exactly what their role is completely, but maybe that's a suggestion that, you know, if the ambassadors that are already in place, could they support some of these students that are already over at PANA from our build or from our district? So yeah. Yeah. I know you're more than welcome to. We still have, yep.
I don't know if you guys heard of the program called Ingenuity that PANA has. Okay, yep. So my son did that throughout the summer. Okay. He did not report to PANA at all during the school year.
Okay.
He was on job placement the whole school year.
He's online, what that is, Ingenuity.
No. He did that over the summer.
Ingenuity is online. Yeah.
And then he just worked all through the school year and he was graded on his work. So he was never at the school for any communication. And when he called to ask to get his password for his Rashford email, he couldn't get it reset. That's where.
So good information to know for those students who are online too, because we have diversity within the students being educated. Some are hybrid, so I know that from PENTA. Some like won't even show. They only are there for some of their classes, and then they're out on the workforce. Some are doing maybe online, and then out in the workforce. Some are there full time. So it sounds like there's a variety, and we just need to.
Well, is there anything that's top secret about the form itself? Couldn't we just put it on our own website or forms?
I think it is on our website.
I mean, I just say put it on there. That way you could, anybody that has a phone that can just go to Rossford Schools and have a tab for forms and then pull the form.
There is already a tab for forms.
So
it should be able to just.
I mean, maybe that's even something we could do. It's so easy to buy sport tickets. Maybe we just start making our dance tickets the same. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it just.
But we're sitting on the technology.
Yeah. Then that would just. Then there's no passwords needed. There's no. I couldn't get in and that would just kill all that.
Right. Yeah. And then moving forward, it's also just educating the students to know where to go, because sometimes our students do not know how to access things. I mean, sometimes our parents don't know. So, you know, if there's a way that the counselors can educate those students to understand where things are located, I think that's also going to be helping them. So, yeah. So thank you for bringing that to our attention again. Thank you.
I just want to, to speak to the sports thing, all of my kids were really big in sports, and so just want to throw it out. And my husband has also had DECA students in his office, so he's made a placement for some DECA students before. So anytime that something would conflict with a school sport practice schedule, and kids are so funny, they are afraid to take time off of work or even ask for that. But if we can encourage our students to do that, just talk to your boss and say, it's football season, I need to be a practice at this, can my schedule work around this, so that they can participate and be part of a sporting program. I think most businesses who do partner with PENA or partner with DECA are more than happy for that student to have that whole experience of sporting. Being on a team, that's a big part of growing up and learning and, becoming a team family. And so I just would like to encourage, and I know it's too late for Mr. Young's son, but I would encourage them if there's these conflicts. I think employers will do that if they want to participate in a sport and be part of that. It's hard to change the sports schedule, though. I mean, you got 60 football players. It's hard. I'm sorry. Well, I don't know what Springfield did, but I think people who partner with them.
with DECA, would give them grace for a few. That's just it.
All right. Any other comments or questions? All right. So thank you for that information. Exhibit number 11, board reports. Mr. Murphy, we'll begin with you.
I don't have any reports. I was not able to attend the last facilities committee meeting. So I'll kick it to Jackie for that.
Well, I'm a little bit, but everything is going on schedule out at the facility. And then we just even getting off the turnpike or 75, you look over and you see the Rockford Bulldogs. But everything, the tennis courts are being redone. The parking lot, we're not milling and filling it. We're just really following it.
Yeah, they're going right over the paving, right over the top of it. There weren't any weak spots in it. They walked it, tested it. So they're just going to, it's a less costly option to pursue that does not make the integrity of the asphalt inferior. It's every bit as strong. Mm-hmm.
So we're doing that. The tennis courts are being redone inside of the facilities,
there, the track, everything. It's exciting. So it's going to be awesome. Yeah. We're looking at like a ribbon cutting sometime in August.
Yeah. Excuse me. So Lisa followed up. So there are a couple dates we put out there as tentative to the board. You know, I understand how busy all of you are, but if there are a couple out there that we're trying to tie in to the start of the school year within service. So our staff can also be there present to see it. So let us know if that, I think she's heard from a couple of you, if that works.
Yeah, I was going to put that in the open discussion.
We'll find something. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to add that to the open discussion if we could come up with a date before we leave.
I responded.
Yeah, so if we could all come up with the date that we're all in agreement with. So, yeah.
Yeah, everything. As Jackie mentioned, is moving. The track has already been peeled up. Again, there are a few spots that we knew were going to need to be addressed with subsurface on the track. So those are going to be addressed. The tennis courts also underway. We're looking at the tentative completion date for those two projects to be late August. So we're also looking at the scoreboard for the track soccer area. So that's all coming through. We're just starting to finalize that. That is probably the longest lead item of all the items that we have, believe it or not, is the scoreboard because of all the, electronic pieces and building and all that sort of thing. So that's the thing with the longest lead time. But yeah, everything's really moving very, very well.
Has there been, and maybe I don't remember this update with regards to the track, the scoreboard.
So, yep. So we're working through that.
Oh, okay.
And we have not made a final decision on that
yet. Okay. I had asked about track meets. They have it where you can digitalize or what have you. And when a race is running. So you'll see that at districts, you'll see it at invitationals where they will time on the scoreboard. So that way everyone can see the time and yes. And a lot of schools have gone to that. So no, just the when they're coming across the line. So if it's AccuTrack and it's digitized, it will stop exactly when, you can. Yeah. So I'd asked about that. That's All right, Ms. Denzik.
I have no reports at this time, but thank you so much.
All right, Ms. Clacko.
I have no reports at this time either.
All right, and I just came from the rec board meeting. Lots of cool things happening. They're looking to potentially do a splash pad project behind the rec center, which would be awesome. They've saved $400,000 to potentially, and they're looking into different financial opportunities, but that is something that they're looking to do. Also at Vets Park, they're going to do it's kind of a zip track. So that's going to be something that we're going to put in for this upcoming year. And then they're also looking at doing an ADA compliant monkey bar type thing, kind of similar to what Perrysburg has. And so they're looking to potentially do that in spring of 2024. So because the one that's at Beach Street right now is kind of falling apart, they're going to have to take off the slide and weld that. So that's, you know, so there's no issues with that. So really cool things. Looking to do a May levy going on the last year of the 5-year cycle. So a renewal. Also looking at Indian Hills doing a walking trail, and then at Eagle Point, potentially some type of green space. So some suggestions were the ice rink or roller rink and slash roller rink or dog park. So those were some ideas that came up. And then, of course, then some of the capital improvement projects, concession stands at Vets should be done by Riverfest. So that's cool. And then right now the programs, Little League football, 48 football players are registered and 47 cheerleaders are registered. So that's like one cheerleader per football player.
Wow.
That's what we were like, wow, that's great. And then right now there's 20 registered day camp. And then of course the Eagle Scout presentation that was done today, they're looking to, like, where Vets Park is, there's they want to include he wants to put in a bike rack, and then the two columns that are right there going in, they're going to beautify that whole area and put in flowers. So, and that's going to be done in the next 2 weeks, which I think is awesome. So that is right at
Vets Park. Beautification area. That's the new
thing. You know,
top of the hill.
Yeah,
above the baseball.
Yes. And there's, yeah, so he's going to redo that whole area, and the beautification committee is going to come in and put all these beautiful flowers around there. So I think that's awesome. Oh, okay. You're part of it. Okay. Yes. So I thought that's awesome. So those are the things that are happening at the
Is that a zip line? But they're putting in a zip track. So
They have, zip track.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a track. They already have it in Perrysburg. I guess Perrysburg already has it at that same park where they have the ADA compliant, gym set or whatever. So we're actually going to have that down at Beach Street, which is cool. Very exciting.
Very cool.
All right. And we had one correspondence that we just received this evening. So if you look at that, I know Dan has already met and spoken to that parent. So if you have questions, I would direct them to Dan. I was going to reach out to the person who had emailed us just to say and follow up that I know that, because I actually was meeting with Dan when he was speaking to her on Friday. So I know there is something happening, and if you have questions, I would direct them to Dan, and you can talk, individually if you'd like, but I would just say, I know he's working on it. So yeah. And we had 18 nice job notes this past month. Exhibit number 12, open discussion. The two open discussion items that I had, one was the ribbon cutting ceremony, which is August 16th and 18th. Tiffany, which days did you already?
I said I'm available both days.
Yes. Both times. Okay. So if we could come today and look at our calendars and it's
available the 8th.
The 18th?
I work every Wednesday evening.
Okay. So 18th, is everybody available on a Friday at 3:00?
I responded.
Oh,
yes, I'm available.
No, there's a football game that night, right?
But it's at 3:00, though, right?
It's at 3:00. Oh, so that's the ribbon cutting. Okay.
All right.
So are we good for the 18th?
You better not be playing football at 3:00.
Okay. So then we will let.
There's not going to be anybody there to see him.
So August 18th at 3 p.m., we'll do the ribbon cutting then. All right. All right. And then the only other thing was, and I know Jamie's not here, he had talked about a meeting at the end of June because for another tax. And I didn't know if we wanted to, if Lisa could send something out or if we know like what available days we have and we send them to Lisa, because I think Jamie wanted to try to do.
End of June?
The latest possible in June.
The latest possible?
I mean, that's like the last week would be fine if we could do that.
For another board meeting.
It would be to approve the
permanent appropriations for 24.
Oh, is
and then the final.
And then another. Okay.
The 29th is a Thursday and the 30th is a Friday.
Sometime that week, I think, would be fine.
I can't do Wednesday. I could do Monday or Tuesday.
I can't do Tuesdays. I teach. So that's.
What about Monday?
Mondays, I'm good.
Then we can, if everybody's available Monday, then we're going to move forward. That would be great.
Okay.
In the evening?
What time?
Yeah.
We could do, is it 6 o'clock?
That's fine.
6 o'clock, okay, on Monday, the 26th?
Yep.
6 o'clock. I'm putting in any of
them. Yep.
Okay. So we will.
26.
You could let Jamie know that Monday, the 26th, we are available. Hopefully he's available.
6
p.m.
Right?
6 p.m. Is that okay?
Nope.
Okay. Is everyone good with that?
Yes.
Okay.
My benefit.
June 26th.
Okay. So, yep. So that would be BOE meeting. Yes.
I'm coming out from Mackinac that day, but I should be home by.
I don't know. The traffic like
when
is crazy.
I was coming back from Put-in Bay. And
I said that the last time when I was coming out from Mackinac. It didn't work that well. Let me just let you know.
However, it was during winter. Or was it? Or
it was fall.
It was fall.
It was fall.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay.
I'm gonna have good thoughts your way, but just throwing it away. No snow. Leave at 6 a.m.
or nothing, no rain or anything like that. All right. So those are my two items. Anything else for the good of the order for any board members? Open discussion items. All right. If none, then exhibit number 13. The motion reads that the Rosser Board of Education adjourn the regular meeting of June 12th, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Roll call.
Tiffany Denzik.
Yes.
Kent Murphy.
Yes.
Jackie Huffman.
Yes.
Emily Klocko.
Yes.
Dawn Burks.
Yes. Meeting adjourned at 7:27 p.m. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Hopefully we get you.